It'll never work. It'll never work. Oh, it's fun. We're having fun. What are you laughing about, Nick?
Oh, nothing, man. Just, how's it going?
It's going good, man.
You guys doing all right?
Dude, you just let your voice be your voice.
What do you, I don't know.
Just let your voice be your voice.
You sound like a guy with a girl voice trying to sound like he doesn't have a girl voice. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
No, now you're trying to sound like you're doing Rambo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just do your normal voice. Just be your be yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about I'm not going to make fun of your voice.
Yeah, we're not making fun of you. We're
not making fun of you.
We're just pointing a fact out. We're not.
It's
like,
not even that.
Yeah, we're not
it's
like
not
making
even really
jokes.
That. It's not like
just we're. Swear to God now, baby, you won't make fun of my voice now.
Swear to God now, sugar. Yeah, I'm gonna throw this lemon head back in here shortly, and we're gonna get puckered up for this podcast. Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Good. There were no football games today that pissed me off, so it was a great day.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your boys got a new head coach.
Yeah, that was a good move. Yeah.
How you doing?
Let's give it up for the Bears, the Chicago Bears.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on.
No.
You got to give it up. It's
no,
all these years. This is what EJ Watson texted me.
Oh, God.
He said to me, "All the years I cheered for y'all while we sucked, it's time to return the favor." What the fuck is that? No, you lived in Detroit.
Yeah, you lived here.
I have no connection
to Chicago whatsoever. I don't owe you anything.
I don't even like your pizza.
You even talk shit when you talk shit when we work solid. So no, fuck all that. Everyone loves Dan Campbell. You can't just be fucking. He's everybody's fucking.
Yeah,
coach.
John's wearing his backup team's shirt right now.
The Royal Oak Ravens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's his backup team.
The backup squad. Specifically, the unified program.
When the Lions are bad, he's all about the Ravens, the Royal Oak Ravens.
Back, I'll move back to the Royal Oak Ravens. Yeah. Now that I've been doxxed, y'all can come find me.
What was the Arena League team here? Was it like the Drive or some shit?
The reverse. No, it was
the neutral.
No, was it the Drive?
I think it was the Drive.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was. Arena League football is crazy.
It was awesome.
It's like hockey. Awesome. It's like what we talked about, Fuki.
Yeah, it's like Fuki, dude. My dude I played high school with played pro arena ball.
Yeah.
And semi-pro arena ball. But yeah, I mean, it's that shit was violent.
There's semi-pro arena football.
Yeah, apparently there was.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. What I like.
Like you're not good enough for Arena League. Mm-hmm. You gotta.
Hey, you gotta develop
those skills a little bit.
That turf lasts a long time. You're gonna have people playing on it. You want people to play on that thing, man. You know what I mean? You're gonna get some leagues up.
What if they did it with glass, like breakable glass? On the side?
You just get checked into the glass. Mm-hmm. It's like American Gladiators.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
We always come back to that in this podcast.
Yeah,
everything always references back to American Gladiators.
Everything would be better with a Japanese guy hosting. With an English man speaking over it.
Yeah.
I would Sequest out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dude, you watch those Japanese game shows?
A little bit.
I mean, I only see snippets. I don't know where to watch the whole game show, so I only see snippets. But they seem like the best fucking... that and like Korean baseball.
Yeah.
Or Japanese baseball.
I remember I saw a clip of one on Instagram, and it was just these like young Asian guys, and they were just all like lubed up. Like just like completely lubed up, and the contest, sumo bottoms. No. The contest was that like you had to. I mean, they were wearing like the sumo bottoms, but like they were just completely lubed up. And the contest was there's this big ass whirlpool, and it was like metal, and you had to slide all the way around the rim. And that was the contest.
It just hurt.
Competition, rim job.
Well, it wasn't like it was like a thin. I mean, it was like a platform, right? Like it was like a thick lip all the way around. But you had to like slide. You had to like glide all the way around the whole thing.
Lazy river, a rim jabu.
Lazy river. We are going to be in trouble.
And it was funny because like guys would go flying off of it. They'd get like halfway around and then just go floop. And just go flying off. One guy made it all the way around, and all of them just like went crazy. They were like, "Oh my god!" Mm-hmm. They were just like all cheering for him and stuff. It was kind of funny.
Do it, Nick. How would they celebrate?
I won't. Twice.
We probably should.
Twice a podcast.
Twice a podcast. Good.
Yeah, he already blew his quota in the first 5 minutes.
That's fine. That's fine.
You ever watch Iron Chef, the original one?
No, never seen it.
Some Japanese millionaire this he calls it Kitchen Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
He created Kitchen Stadium, and he got four of the greatest chefs. They're all fucking Japanese, mm-hmm. and they pop up from the ground really slowly. And it says the Italian chef Makamito Carinato mm-hmm. is holding the tomato,
mm-hmm.
and then they got the French guy. And then they got Japanese and Chinese, and one of them each episode goes against an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the dude. You should watch it.
Yeah,
I have nothing on YouTube. To say
you know,
about
it's so funny how racist like the Asian countries are.
Oh yeah, it's bad.
And it works mm-hmm. because they're all eight. Like they're all mm-hmm. the same.
Yeah.
Thing. Like you know yeah. what I mean? Like China mm-hmm. is
well,
all.
I don't know there, Alex.
Well, no, you go to China, it's like all Chinese people.
Yeah,
you know, you go to Japan, yeah. it's all Japanese people. Yeah. Like it.
Oh,
so like that, it works.
Yeah,
because nobody's gonna get mad about making fun right. of another ethnicity.
Right. But until like, that one, but you ever see where the black guys walking around Japan and they're like, "What the fuck is that?"
I just saw a video about.
But black, everyone's just staring at him like, "Oh my god!"
I just saw a video about black people in Russia.
Oh,
did you know
funny.
That was a thing?
Uh-uh.
That's a thing. There's like a pretty big like black. Community in Russia,
and like it's, expats.
It's, yeah, and it's very funny because like they're just straight up speaking Russian, but they mm-hmm. look like you know like Kendrick and shit. You know what I mean?
Just indoors all the time. Cold as shit.
Yeah, they're just like walking around like they're rappers, but they're just like straight up speaking Russian. Yeah. And then when they're speaking English, they have like that Russian accent.
No shit. there's a big. Hip hop movement in Russia.
Yeah,
yeah. So if you got like right? if you bring an authentic black dude that can actually mm. speak Russian, I imagine that motherfucker's gonna have some fucking mm. flow.
Yeah,
you know, everyone's gonna think he's the dopest fucking dude around.
Whack in the USSR. First record, dude.
Yeah, dude. Drop that bitch in the States. Bring that shit to the club.
I like to pop my lemon head in for a minute.
Yeah, I like about 45 seconds.
I like a
45 second yeah. interval.
It's like a mm-hmm. microwave. Mm-hmm. You know,
I just gobble it up.
You just swallow it.
No,
just,
dude, this dude.
He doesn't even eat the flavor.
No,
I wait for the flavor. I wait for the flavor and then I just chew it.
I heard him biting it the other way.
That'd be
other
hilarious.
Day, I was 15 minutes I had left on my lemon head. He was chewing his
really?
Up. Yeah. I was like, damn, this dude's got some suction on him.
Yeah, once the flavor's gone, I just chew that shit up.
Yeah, he starts chewing on it. I mean, he just sucks it down to about a BB. And
I tie him up in strings and put him up my butt.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty amateur.
Yeah.
It's hard to tie a lemon head on a string. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like that's not doing anything to your asshole.
That's nothing
though.
Crazy.
No.
No. A lemon head?
But it's sour.
I mean, that's yeah. the only thing. But like
you're
size-wise, you're not doing anything impressive size-wise.
You're right, right.
Yeah.
If you want to impress someone size-wise, you need to get something at least the size of a racquetball.
Or the racket.
Well, we're talking about beads, though.
What's the biggest thing anybody's ever put in their ass?
I mean, I've seen a guy get fisted up to his shoulder.
By what?
An arm.
Guy.
What's the largest thing?
Like widest?
Been. Yeah.
There's a guy on Twitter who
Jesus Christ
fire hydrant.
He like his whole thing is just taking bigger and bigger things up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gets like he'll get like a new dildo every month because he's like monetized his Twitter. So he uses the money that he gets from his Twitter to buy like a bigger dildo.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest one I've seen him take, I don't know what the measurement is, but like it had to be about like that wide around.
Well, let it be known bowling ball size.
Yeah.
There's no way gay guys can take it up the ass. As good as women.
Yeah, we take it way better.
Way better.
What about the pelvis? It feels like the bones are going to get in the way with a man.
No, it's not going to get in the way.
It's a hollow back dog.
Hollow back dog?
Yep, it's a hollow back dog.
I've never had one of those.
You don't know about that?
No.
I'll write you a letter about
that. They potty trained?
I've never seen a woman get fisted up to the shoulder, so I would have to disagree with you.
Yeah, but that's because of the crying and all the whining.
Mm-hmm.
It turns, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a guy, not in live action, but like in porn. Yeah, I saw a guy get not double penetrated, but triple penetrated.
That's right.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on. That makes me spit.
How was your Kwanzaa?
It was straight. It was straight. The majority of it was outside.
Yeah.
Service. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Day of service for me. Picked up a lot of trash and just, you know.
Eat your oxtails.
Community service.
Yeah, just more community-oriented service, not community service.
That's right.
Community-oriented service.
Yeah, community service.
It was not court-ordered.
He got, you know, he got driven. He got driven to the location on the freeway in like a white van.
Put on my blinker.
He had his high vis vest on,
and he had his paper to get signed to show the judge.
And he was chained to four other guys.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Singing slave songs.
Yeah,
that's not true. Not true at all.
Singing old spirituals. Mm-hmm.
Swing low. Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. Ooh. I'm not going to dissuade the song, dude. That's disrespectful. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That's not me. If I'm going to do it, I should give them all.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to give them all on this podcast.
Did you guys have good food for Christmas?
Fuck yes.
I haven't even taken my Christmas poop yet.
Really?
Yeah.
That much cheese?
You know what I'm talking about, though,
yeah.
Right?
Your
Christmas poop? I take a Christmas poop every day.
Yeah.
After Christmas.
Yeah.
So some people have a consistent Christmas poop. 2 days ago I had poop. Mine.
2 days
you
ago.
Did?
Yeah.
Wait, so the day after Christmas. Yeah. You're an early guy.
Yeah.
It's rare. A lot of people have it on the 27th.
Really?
Yep. Mine, guess what? Right before I came to this podcast. That's why I came in such exciting. A good mood.
Well, you did not come. You came with a concerned look on your face.
No, you just say concerning? That to people sometimes.
No, no. Now it makes sense because I think he was in his recovery mode.
Okay.
He was like, yeah, he was in his refractory
period. It's like
period.
I just woke up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's in his sense. Refractory period.
I apologize. I didn't mean to come at you so strongly. I didn't realize you were in refraction.
You know, it takes a minute to recover from that. You
I
know?
Understand.
Yeah, speaking of white assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're back, John.
Here we go. Full circle.
Well, one time I had an entire Oscar trophy of my asshole.
Oh, thanks, Ian.
No, you didn't, Ian.
No, you didn't, dude. Stop lying with the stories.
I'm only at the sour part. It's all sour. There's no sweet.
God, lemon heads are like the least sour of the sour candies. You can't handle that?
Right now, I can't. I just want to get back to the sweet.
When I was a kid, I was eating crybabies back to back.
Look at you.
Warheads taking them down.
Wow. We're sorry you have a dead tongue.
Yeah, your tongue is like over sexualized at a young age.
Yeah, dude.
I was training. I was getting ready.
I guess.
You're always chasing that sourness.
I was getting it ready.
I guess.
I know, but you ruined it.
You did.
No, I can go for hours now.
Now look at you. You're just fucking straight popping lemon heads and chewing them like fucking like they're chiclets.
Yeah, but now I got a tongue of steel.
I guess.
I saw him licking something out in the wild. What is sour in naturally?
What's naturally sour?
Like
a lemon.
Everything.
A lemon, lime, most citrus.
Most citrus, yeah. Grapefruit, orange.
You know that's how you're supposed to taste stuff?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I usually just do something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you eat it like Alex eats the lemon heads, just whole.
Just whole.
Gulp.
I don't even chew anymore.
If he tastes a lemon, he doesn't even like it.
Mm-mm.
Makes him puke.
I'm all lemon right now, dog.
I don't want to taste anything I eat. That's why I get like two chews and I swallow.
Yeah.
That's a crazy idea.
Especially with your diet right now, dude. Your rabbit diet.
You don't want to taste anything you eat.
Yeah, I want any flavors. I want the texture. That's it.
And nutrition?
Nutrition.
You're just texture. I
just like the feeling.
So it really doesn't matter what goes down your throat.
No.
And you don't care the result of
sandpaper's
your health.
Sandpaper's the best.
So, do you roll it up like sushi?
Sandpaper?
Yeah,
I mean, I can.
Cut it?
I can sometimes.
Just cut it like a nut, 120 grade? Like sushi?
He likes a heavy grit.
Sometimes I do it like sushi. Sometimes I just like dip it in something. Like
nails?
I'll dip it in some like silicone. Like that's
gojo.
Like my hummus.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried dry cement?
No, I haven't.
Drying cement.
No, that it kind of reminds me of granola, and I don't like that.
Yeah, it's hippie shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of like a yogurt-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had a mouthful of cement. Just from, like, dropping
from getting
up.
Getting
like,
beaten?
No, just from dropping, you know those 50-pound ready-mix bags of concrete?
Yeah.
You drop them, like, near their other bags, and you'd have your mouth open, and all that dust just flies up in your mouth, and you just go... And you make a little spit and you just create concrete.
Yes.
So, yes, I have had a mouthful of concrete before.
Wow.
Just dusty-ass, gross concrete made in my mouth. Gross.
I thought it was that time that the guys in the Brotherhood found out that you were, like, okay with black guys.
I've never been in a Brotherhood. I was never a fraternity or a sorority kind of gal.
Well, I'm not talking about like a fraternity brotherhood. I'm talking about that other brotherhood.
Any of them. I don't like any of them. I don't like motorcycle gangs. I don't like fucking any of them. I don't like cycling clubs.
Talking about that brotherhood where all the guys look like you.
I know. I know what you're talking about, Alex, and I don't like it.
It's not his fault, dude.
It's not my fault. I've had this look for a long time. But in fact, I probably had it second.
Mm-hmm.
They had it very, very, very first and has been liberated since.
The amount of times you've turned down the Aryan race is amazing.
Yeah.
The I've had leadership.
I've had to rebuke some fellows before for getting a little liberal with their tongues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's what I do.
Isn't that kind of ironic that we would say they're getting liberal with their tongues?
Yeah, they're getting a little too loose.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know what you're saying. I'm just I think the phrase the
juxtaposition of the phrasing.
Yes.
Mm. I hear you, man. I hear you. But yeah. Talk shit, get hit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
No, I'm just saying. Just tell people to shut the fuck up. That's not my style.
Did you see that kid that ran his stalker over?
No, that's exciting.
He was a kick streamer.
Ooh.
He was he had a stalker, and the guy just kept like popping up everywhere he was. And he I guess he was like he has a Cybertruck, of course. And he was in the car with like all his friends and shit and his girlfriend, and this guy like found them. And he like got up on the hood of the Cybertruck and wouldn't get off. And so I guess the guy just started driving and he like kind of fell off, and like I don't think he ran him over, but I think he like fell off as he was driving and kind of tried to like move but didn't, and kind of just got clipped.
What if he just like had the guy's wallet? You know what I mean? Yeah. He was trying to get this wallet.
My wallet's
back.
In your truck.
Yeah. No. He like the guy dropped his wallet and he was trying to give it back.
Yeah. No. This guy.
I'm not gonna do that from the hood of his car.
Yeah. No. This guy's been stalking him for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's pretty clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It wasn't just a wallet.
Yeah. This wasn't an isolated incident. This was like a repeat incident.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you allowed to kill somebody that's just stalking you? I would say no.
In Florida, you can run protesters over that block the road.
Protesters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're protesting? Blocking the road.
Well, I'm sure depending on the person, the definition of protest is very loose.
Yes. Here, have my lemon head.
I'm the sweet part now, and I don't even want it anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you back away from that mic a little bit?
Why don't you suck my dick? You come in here with this refractory period, wherever the fuck you're on, and your shitty little attitude. I don't like it. So suck my dick. I'm not backing off the mic. Might get closer.
We're all upset about the Lions, dude.
Oh, I'm so fucking upset about the fucking Lions.
You cried, right? You said
no, but I had my hands on top of my head for so long on Christmas Day. You know what I mean? Like my shoulders hurt the next day because I was like, oh yeah, I was in a frozen up, you know, hands in disbelief situation for the majority of the day. I mean, it was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then they just stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
First thing that's got to go is the guy that sings the touchdown song.
I think they should hire me.
Okay.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not. It's open.
I think
because
he
needs to go.
Yeah, yeah. He's not enthusiastic.
Top of the priorities is the touchdown song guy.
I would say.
I'd say the second, athletic training facility.
Cheerleaders, distracting. Distracting. And I don't want any of our players coming before games. I'm serious. No fucking.
That's actually been scientifically proven to be bad.
I don't believe in it. I believe in the Muhammad Ali or whoever said that.
Yeah, no, scientists have actually like done studies on that and found that like athletic performance actually is better when
more awake
you have,
if I
when you have like
bust
regular
my
sex.
Brains out.
Yeah,
I find myself.
Yeah, I like to. I want to take a quick nap, but
my thighs
that,
have no strength.
Yeah, I mean, like you probably shouldn't fuck like 2 seconds before you're going to go out onto the field, but like you know. It doesn't need to be one of those like I'm celibate for the season kind of things. That actually might be bad.
That's what I'm saying. I said like the day before the game.
Yeah,
is that a lot?
Maybe morning.
You can test that.
No, I mean that's reasonable.
Maybe morning.
Can you test that?
Yeah.
Not within 8 hours of the game time.
How do you test that? Just the ball fullness.
You just have to like trust that they're telling you the truth.
Yeah, it's got to be.
No. I'm talking. Let's get down to a test. Where we put a needle in every player's nutsack.
Why? I mean, well, now you're testing a different thing. You're not testing sex. You're testing
if
ball volume.
I don't want them to come one Okay. 24 hours before right,
well,
game.
You're just going to have to trust them when they say they didn't come.
Why do I just have... I'm asking, can we test this?
This is a billion-dollar enterprise, bro. We can't just live on the fucking
hope
prayer.
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean? I want to see results. I want to see that you guys are standing, you know, sticking to policy.
Yeah.
So the enterprise is in my heart.
I know there's nothing you can do right now, so you have to develop some technology so we can tell if they busted that.
Thank you, John.
That's what the problem is that you're getting at. It'll never go
He's
through.
He's so trustworthy.
The NFLPA will never allow that.
It kind of feels like maybe Nick already has a patent. And he's just trying to like
soft sell it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like you with those recruits.
I think,
he's like you with those recruits in fucking Wheaton, Illinois, or wherever the fuck you're from.
The Nut Tester 3000 is still in a prototype state right now. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The busometer.
Busometer.
The busometer.
It's got a better ring to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mine sounds like a fairground.
Yeah, sounds like
a fucking.
The busometer.
Yeah, dude. I think we got it.
Oh. It's like it fails in what it's supposed to do, so like ghost hunters start using it.
And they start
it's proven to be useless in measuring
but for some reason
it like detects ghosts.
Detects the paranormal.
Like it how does. Viagra was supposed to be for something.
They're gonna tie it to those EV machines that they use, whatever they're called.
Yeah, oh my god, the bustometer is going crazy.
I don't know if you guys feel that. I don't know, pull out the bustometer. Oh yeah, this thing's
but
going
you
nuts.
Have to still put it on your dick for it to work.
No, the only way it's gonna work is if it's a suppository. The basometer is a suppository.
You have to come in.
Yeah, no.
It has to be touching your prostate.
It has to be touching your prostate in order for it to detect ghosts properly.
Yeah.
You'd be like, give me the bustometer. Are you sure? I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
Wow.
It's like
this place is haunted as fuck.
Like in Death Stranding, like when you when you first attach to the baby, you get these like visions. Uh-huh. That's kind of what that is like when you put it up your ass and it touches. As soon as it touches your prostate, you just get these visions.
Oh, I thought you were about to move away and go into a Death Stranding.
No.
You didn't.
No. You like the bustometer.
Yeah, the bustometer, dude.
It attaches to your prostate the way like you attach to the babies in Death Stranding. Ending.
Exactly.
Players would be fucking putting on Wizinators.
Yep.
Like
they'd be getting bus blocks.
Well, Wizinators are how you block the bustometer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like
you gotta fill that up with someone else's bus.
Don't think I thought of that.
Yeah, no, that's I know you've thought of it.
I said 3000, didn't I?
Yeah.
That was the first fucking rendition, dude.
Yeah, the bustometer 3000 is gonna be bus.
Is the bustometer backwards compatible?
You should see the female athletes one. It's just a dildo.
No,
it's just a probe.
That one's called the shocker. Mm-hmm. The shock. Mm-hmm.
The shocker, and it's got a light in it.
Yeah.
And it spins around like a cop light. And
yeah.
It goes, wee, wee.
The shockagram.
If they're a whore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The shockagram.
It's called, no, it's just called the whore detector.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun, Nick.
The man's one is all technical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, busometer is super technical.
Yeah, it's pretty technical. Uh-huh. I mean, I thought that was a...
I guess the horror meter is going to be a little bit more in your face. Horometer.
Yeah.
The horometer.
The horometer.
Yeah, the horometer.
Like the barometer.
The busometer and the horometer.
It's like the barometer.
Yeah, it's like a barometer, but for whorish behavior.
There's a high pressure
stuff. There's a high whore level.
Uh-huh.
We have a high whore level in attempt. Do you guys hear we're about to get hit by a bomb cyclone?
No.
Yeah, dude, they got a weird pressure system. It's got over 27 MBIs or something.
When you say
over
a cyclone. Like
Superior. Bomb cyclone. So super low pressure coming over. Going to dump a bunch of snow on certain areas, a bunch of rain and fucking ice on other areas. Dude, we're about to keep a little bit of snow maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was raining today.
It was raining hard today, dog, all day. That shit started in Buffalo, like right after
the
game, too.
Like I looked outside, and I literally felt like I was in Death Stranding.
Oh, God. He's never going to not bring that dumb that fucking meal game up. You know, all he's doing, he hasn't even gotten to the meat yet. All he's doing is collecting shit to be bad
as
fuck.
I'm like halfway through. I'm like halfway
through. He's like halfway. So when he does finally fight, like, the boss, he just dominates them. He doesn't even, like, he just goes and he just collects all the shit first. And then goes and just beats
the
boss.
He loves
the
story.
Like, but loves like the
action. Honestly, I wish I could play that game without any of the fighting and just collecting materials and building shit. Like, I wish that was
all you do. That's what the game is.
Yeah, but
you
like the ghosts get in the way sometimes. I'm like, I just want to get over there and build this fucking road, but I got to like deal with these giant black shadows.
You basically code when you play video games. You code, yeah. And then you go to your video games and say, I'm going to relax. And then you code more.
Yeah.
That's what you do. He was just coding and fucking college football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just skips the game and all he does is recruit. Yeah.
I like the nuance of how you can, like, you know, like play hard to get with a
recruit.
Or just like send him a DM or send him the house, it says. Which is, does it say specifically what that means? Or are we talking
all the
like
coaches, the coaching
dormitory
staff.
Like
no, you're talking about preference. No, you're talking about head coach, assistant coach, offensive coordinator, you know.
Send the house.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Send him the house is probably the head coach and the recruiting coordinator together.
Yeah, or like if it's a offensive player, maybe the OC. If
or
it's
their
a defensive
position
player,
coach
maybe the
or
DC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be a day where like they'll make the game AI connected and you'll have to give them a motivational speech?
Of course.
And like if it does, if it doesn't motivate,
yeah, it'll be like computer. it'll be like remember that camera thing on the Xbox?
Yeah, the yeah,
I forgot what it was called, but like that, it'll be like that. They'll bring that back, but so you mm-hmm. can like, but so that you can like virtually meet with your recruits. Like their mom and dad will be sitting there on the couch.
I don't like his mustache.
You gotta impress the yeah. parents, you know.
Like, it's just an old black. No, it's a grandma. It's
yeah,
an old
yeah.
black
maybe
grandma.
Take,
yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you should
yeah.
take and the bowl off the table.
Yeah. It's like Jameson Williams and his grandma.
Yeah, and the AI can like see your room, mm-hmm. so like they can see the weed on the table. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you should go to this football program.
The coach has weed openly on the table. Is he just on his couch?
Looks like he hasn't fucking.
Did he kill that deer?
Looks like he just like woke up on the couch this morning and hasn't got up once today.
Is that a cat? He's got a cat with him. Dr. Evil looking motherfucker.
That's how I think of my plays, man.
Yeah, I want to. I'm going to watch you play that for a little while longer. Then.
It sucks, man. It sucks.
Does it? College football?
It sucks.
Okay.
That's what Dan Campbell said about this fucking season.
Yeah,
it sucks.
I agree with him.
It sucks, man.
You do a really good Dan Campbell impression.
What do I want him to say, though?
Yeah, I want him to say, I'm going to fucking fire everybody who was responsible mm-hmm. for this
well,
season.
They were, mm-hmm. Well, they're already talking about like players they're probably not going to bring back next year.
Yeah. Who are they?
Anzalone,
DJ
Reader.
Who's
Reader, they talking about this?
The organization.
The 97 won the ticket.
No, the organization.
Oh really?
DJ Reader's probably not coming back. Anzalone's probably not coming back. There's a chance Demo's not coming back.
Demo's got him. We got him for another year.
Yeah, but we might trade him.
It's possible, but I doubt it.
I mean, what's the point of unless Ragnow comes back? What's the point of having Demo?
Who's your hot take trade?
Trade?
Yep,
it would be Demo. That would be my hot take trade.
Yeah.
That's a lukewarm take.
No, not
because
really.
We have Gibbs.
No, no, because he's getting paid a lot, and he was an important part of the offense.
I could see us doing a draft day. I could see us doing a draft day trade, lumping players in on a draft day trade, like if it was going to be like how we did with fucking Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that type of scenario. With,
remind me.
With getting personnel that way, I like the idea of doing that. Even though we only did it for draft picks and gave someone up, I like the idea of getting a player that way as well. I don't think they would, but we'll see. They've done the reverse.
I mean, depending on the situation, I'd be all right with just getting picks as long as the picks are high enough.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to do it with, like, a sixth round pick. Yeah, but if you're getting, like, 1 through 3,
mm-hmm.
like, if you're getting multiple picks and they're all in the first 3 rounds, mm-hmm. do it.
We have no thirds right now.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get a comp pick for Aaron Glenn. I don't know where that's going to be.
Like you trade Demo for like what, 3 third-rounders, 2 third-rounders?
Yeah, probably.
Or
maybe.
like maybe a first and a third or something.
I don't think you're gonna get a
first. Not a first, second and a third.
Practical. I don't know.
Because I mean, he'd be a starting running back. You should mm-hmm. be able to get a second for him, right?
I would think, but
trade Gibbs.
I bet you 2/3 is more like it. You're not trading Gibbs. You're
for
extending
Aaron Rodgers.
You're extending Gibbs this offseason.
Wait, who did we get? Who were all the picks that we got? It was Gibbs, J-Mo.
Laporta.
Jesus Christ.
Derek Brooks.
All right. Is Brooks still on the team?
Yeah.
So let's trade them all back for Stafford.
Yeah, we
can
do that.
Oh, you can't do that, dude. Hey, I'll tell you this. You're good enough for Detroit, Jared Goff.
Goddamn.
That's pretty good, right?
Goddamn right. That was a really good one.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, people losing their minds over golf right now is like crazy. Yeah.
Let everyone lose their minds, dude. We need a good off season though. It's We've fine. Had two bad ones in a row.
I want Brad Holmes to not address anything and just get the fucking job done.
Yeah.
Don't talk about what happened. Just get the fucking job done.
That's where I'm at.
White O-line.
Like, everybody knows what went wrong. We all see it. We all know. You don't need to address it. Just fucking get the job done.
Preach.
Black D-line.
White O-line, black D-line.
Here's my hot one. Mm-hmm. You didn't say what yours was.
I'm not going to give my hot take to you. My hot take costs money.
You're
going to
save
baby.
It for the ticket?
My hot take costs money. You ain't got it.
Trade Hutch. Too late. Too late. We gave him the deal, right?
Yep. Ain't nobody going to eat that deal right now.
Guaranteed what?
Guaranteed 48 or 84, something like that.
Pay him.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You know how many people...
No, you're not going to trade Hutch. You're going to... You might trade Demo. They might, but I don't think so. And beyond that, too, Demo's probably happy here. You know what I mean? I really do believe that. I don't believe he's unhappy here.
I don't think he's unhappy, but I think he is getting a little annoyed by not playing.
Who is our auxiliary back at that point? Sailors? You know what I mean? Like,
they have tryouts.
Sione Vaki moves.
I mean, somebody threw Sione Vaki out there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying...
If I bulk up...
If you want to play in the NFL, just get onto their practice squad. You'll eventually make it onto the team.
Yeah. If they don't change their athletic training facilities, fucking stat.
Nick the brick wall.
Nick the brick. They call you Brick Kelly.
I can bring him back. I think I can bring him back.
And there's no doubt in my mind. You could shake folks up.
They used to call me the asshole tightener.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's wordy.
On the field.
A lot of syllables for a nickname.
I know. Asshole tightener.
They chanted
the
it?
The crowd would, you know, they'd short up
the
coach.
The coach got him to chant it? Or the coach just started?
He led the chant.
The coach, no.
No, he led the chant.
No way.
I didn't want it to happen.
Wow,
but once it happened, I did start coming out with the baton.
And you went to a Catholic school, right?
No, he went to Central, right?
No, but it was pretty much Catholic once I got there because a lot of people started, I don't know, it was weird. I started washing people's feet, and all of a sudden, everybody was just kind of following me, calling me Master, Messiah, Teacher, Rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi was the main
one. Well, if you washed my feet, I would be very grateful for that.
Well, that's the first what I said when I washed people's feet. I said, now look at me. I'm the coolest guy in the school.
Mm-hmm.
I washed your feet. Think about what that means.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't realize how much getting your feet washed changes your mentality.
I think, right? That's why everybody loves Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you get your feet washed there?
No, they just...
Wait, you don't?
Mm-mm.
That's what I go in there. First thing they do, they sit me down, wash my feet, and then they give me my order.
I usually get to go to a separate Asian place for that.
Yeah. Wow.
You ever try to make Chinese food by yourself and it doesn't taste the same?
No.
No, because you're not
feet
Chinese.
Water. This is the foot water. You're missing the foot water in the back.
That tracks.
My feet were stinking last week, dude.
Were they
in a way that I've never experienced. It's kind of going away. I think it's the shoes. I think shoes can do it to you.
Yeah, my dad's feet used to smell like fucking ass, and I'm fortunate I've never had that.
I think you change your socks every day?
So it got to the point where I scrubbed my feet, actually, instead of just a little bit of, you know, just touch them a little bit, let them swish around. I actually scrubbed them twice, and then the next day they just smelled like dick. Or during the day they smelled like dick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the shoes, I think.
Yeah.
I think certain shoes get a smell in them. And
were you wearing socks?
I was wearing socks.
You always wear socks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Do I?
I'm
what
if
am
you don't
I
wear
fucking
socks, that gets
crocodile
your shoe,
hunter?
Your shoes get stinky real quick if you don't wear socks.
What am I, born on a farm? Don't wear socks? Who doesn't wear socks?
I don't know. You look like the kind of guy that might not wear socks.
I don't wear socks all the time.
You call me a hipster?
No, I'm saying you're scummy. Kind of trashy. Not a hipster.
Yeah, I don't wear socks.
Like
summer.
A real Jimmy Buffett vibe. Dude, you might waste away in Margaritaville one day. I don't know. I don't mean it as an insult. I can just say I can tell why you had stinky feet.
Just talk to Alex.
I'm not talking to Alex. I'm talking to you. Right in the face, baby boy. Why am I sucking on my lemon head alone? You know what I mean? Get over here. Give me some help.
You're right. I'm sorry. We'll suck together.
Yeah, thank you.
But I'm not. I sound too sexual. I tend to sound too sexual when I suck on a lemon head and speak.
Well, I think most people have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm. Just your voice in general probably turns people on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially when you do your Rain Man impression.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Wapner.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Pussy Juice.
Mm-hmm. Mm, Conolingus.
Tune into the Bert Selleck podcast every Monday.
Ish.
You guys, we got to do that more. We got to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
a lot of people thought I actually kissed him.
I'm head of production. You guys are the marketing squad. So that's on you.
Your marketing sucks, by the way, Nick. No,
I'll tell you
no
this.
Events.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
You guys are bad at sending emails. I never get them. You guys are bad.
What are you talking about?
Executives. You think this is a fucking Fortune 500? You wish.
Listen,
you guys wish. You let me on the top of this?
We are not.
You let me be a fucking.
No,
hold on,
no,
hold on.
No,
let
no,
you
no,
turn
no,
me
no,
to
no,
second
no,
mic.
No,
John doesn't
wait,
even
wait,
want
wait,
it
wait,
anymore.
Because we have to address the culture of our corporation right now. Mm-hmm. We are not the traditional stuffy corporation. You know, we like to think of like our employees as friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're all friends here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no employee. There's no manager. Mm-mm. We're friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I didn't get that.
And friends don't send friends emails.
Yeah, why would you get an email? I send you a text.
Oh, okay. See, that's why.
You're supposed to just know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you were a real friend, you would just know what I want.
I know what you want.
I know what you want.
You know what I want.
I know what you want.
I've given you what you want every time.
You just want to fucking be, you just want to code all day and eat some fucking almonds sometimes. Some chicken noodle soup.
Well, I mean, I don't want to eat almonds, but if I ate what I want, I would, like, my liver would be dead by now.
What do you want to eat?
I mean, like, you see what's in front of you, right?
Lemon heads.
I didn't buy this on accident.
Chocolate chip cookies. He wants to eat all that shit.
He's not. You haven't eaten one lemon head.
Yeah, when I had my fucking swollen cheek, I was eating them every day. I was eating them, like, every hour.
Every day.
That's what the dentist recommended. Some
that wasn't,
sugar.
That wasn't
sugar.
The dentist. That was my doctor. My
the
doctor.
Oh, the doctor
that.
Told. And he's like, don't listen to that dentist.
And that was before. And that was before I got my ultrasound on my liver. And then he was like, oh, you got to stop eating sugar.
Did the dentist give the ultrasound on the liver?
No, the dentist has nothing. Why
keep assuming the dentist
doesn't have anything to do with this?
I think
this is a glandular
issue.
You
got your doctors confused. You got your foot doctor looking at your forehead.
No.
That's your foot doctor putting the fucking thermometer under your tongue.
You salivary glands is a glandular issue, not an oral hygiene issue, friend. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to a regular care physician, just your primary care.
Dentists fuck with your teeth, not your mouth.
Not your glands.
You would love my doctor. The coolest dyke.
Easy. Come on, man.
I thought it was cool to say that.
Only if you are one.
Yeah.
Well, look at my haircut.
That's true.
Well, it is getting a little thin. I was noticing that.
You're right. I grew up in a beauty salon, so I feel very comfortable calling people if fat.
Mm-hmm. A fat dyke.
Fat dykes.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not. You'd love my doctor. She's very matter of fact. She's like, well, you got to run more. I don't know. What's wrong with you? Get out of here.
Yeah. I like that.
I like her.
I like
she
that.
Touches me.
It's my kind of doctor. Like a doctor's just like, just be more active than you currently are. I'm like, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do. I'm good at that. I can be exponentially more active.
You smoke?
Than
do you smoke?
No.
And then your doctor's like this. Mm-hmm. You smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When's the last time you saw your doctor, Alex?
Like
Tuesday.
2 months ago, a month ago, something like that.
Yeah.
You're a big doctor guy.
Well, I have to go because of prep. I have to go like every 3 months.
So you stay prepped. No, he doesn't have cancer. He has to stay prepped, son.
No, the AIDS pill.
AIDS pill, son.
Gotcha. I have to go every 3 months and get another AIDS test to prove I don't have AIDS so I can keep getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God you don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I pray every day. Could be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's the reason that you don't.
No one that takes the pill the right way has gotten AIDS yet. So.
Well, maybe me praying is the reason you're taking the pill. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you pray for everybody.
I mean, if I wasn't taking the pill, I wouldn't be like fucking as much.
Fuck yeah. I was thinking about, you know, the commercials where it's like gay guys like on like a Ferris wheel and then they're like playing catch.
They're usually like prep commercials.
Right.
Yeah.
About, you know, HIV.
Yeah.
But what about, like, as soon as, like, the announcer says something about AIDS or, like, mm-hmm. HIV, it's like a screech and they're like, what? No, we do heroin, motherfucker. And it's just two dudes just do heroin all the time to mm-hmm. each other.
Yeah. A couple heroin buddies. We're not gay.
Yeah, no, because mm-hmm. that's part of it. Isn't like, it yeah, seems like those drug commercials use, are yeah, forgetting but, that other side of it.
Yeah, but that's so much less common now. Like, folks don't got to share needles as often as they used to share needles.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can just go dispose of them in front of the cop station.
Yeah. Yeah, or grab a freshie from a cop station.
Isn't that funny that that's where they put them?
Yeah.
Have I?
There's tons of places you can go and get a fresh needle.
Well, those programs started so that they would lower the transmission of AIDS.
Right, but like who is a on heroin and goes, hey, I got to return these bottles. What? Like that. I get to the cop in front. Hey, you know where that is? Let's go in front of the cop mm-hmm. station.
Well, I think if you're a heroin addict and you know that that's cool, that's what you're going to do, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that that works. I don't think that I would be the farthest way possible from the cop station.
I mean, you haven't gone to like Portland or Seattle or anything, have you?
When it's cool,
don't
it's
be
cool.
condescending. Fucking Mr. Travels.
Well, I'm just Mr. saying, Travels like, a the lot. Cops will walk out of the cop station and just see like a heroin junkie. Yeah, I guess it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
When you, it's like bubbles in
yeah.
The Wire.
Yeah. You gotta, oh, good for him.
At a I certain guess. Point, you're just like, the cops are like family that are just like pray for you.
Yeah.
And don't give you an intervention.
Yeah. I,
they're just like,
I don't, catch know, you I didn't realize today's something. Podcast was going to be so bright and shiny.
Well, today was so bright and shiny.
I know, dude. It's so dark and dank out.
It right felt now. Like it was wow. night all day.
I know.
You're the one that put on purple up here, trying to yeah. make it a it's happy day.
It's
not purple.
Day. It's that's the Burt Salad colors. It's Burt blue Salad and colors. Orange.
It's blue and orange.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Together, what does that make?
Blue and orange.
Blorange?
Kind of purple.
Blue and orange. Blorange. That's all it is. It's the Burt Salad colors. They're blue and orange.
Yeah, well, have some school spirit.
If there was a fourth here, I'd talk to him on the side, and mm-hmm. and we'd have some ideas mm-hmm. on other colors.
I bet you would.
But I know that I can't get through to you two concrete heads.
The fourth, the fourth person that you're referring to was the biggest advocate of blue and orange.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly why he's gone.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
You don't think I'm getting rid of one at a time?
No, he got a job out of state. You remember?
Who do you think got him the job, John?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's the yes. puppet master.
I did some
here.
Blinds for a guy out there.
Dang, dude.
I hung him up.
I need we you got, over a console.
Yeah, we got the puppet master. He's pulling strings behind the scenes.
I love
up
it.
Up and down.
I love it. I love it.
No strings anymore. All cordless.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Dude, my shit be so tight. That's right.
I'm going to bring back the clapper.
Yeah.
With the blinds.
You clap. You clap and the blinds go up automatically?
But it's only for cheeks.
Mm-hmm. You got a cheek, yeah, dude.
It only picks up specific like, cheek frequencies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, you want to fuck?
Frequencies, dude.
Frequencies.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Good catch. I don't want to let that one go. Frequencies. Hurts. Hurts of frequencies. Frequency hurts.
Are those damn, AM so or FM frequencies?
They, I bet those dude, those are gonna be. Oh God, ham, definitely ham.
I think it's
ham radio.
Radio frequencies, dude.
Yeah, it's serious actually, no.
Satellite frequencies.
Satellite frequencies, dude. It's gonna be like Bluetooth. Probably mostly Bluetooth frequencies.
I tried to put it on a vinyl, some butt cheek claps, and mm-hmm. it wouldn't work. They were so loud.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just echoing.
Girls, yeah.
Did you just not have proper acoustics in the studio?
I just, it was the girls. She their just, cheeks were so just, large.
Yeah.
Now does moistness like mess up the frequency catching? Or?
Drier the better.
It messes yeah. up the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you
yeah,
that
that's
much.
What we always say, drier the better in the business. Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
I want to be desert in there. Dry as can be.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking get anything wet.
Just flakes just coming off those cheeks.
Clap. Absolutely. I want it to be just dust flying everywhere in there. I'm not in there to catch a video. I'm there to catch the sound.
You've always told me you like to fuck dry.
That's not, I don't always tell you that.
No, like your body. You like your body and their body to be dry.
Bone dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying down there. Down mm-hmm. there, obviously, a little
just
bit.
Just completely dry.
Oh, really?
completely dry.
John wants to be so ashy he looks like Tombstone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to look like I just walked out of a lime mine.
Yeah.
I want to look like I've been burying people with cholera.
Your dick is like a bendy straw.
He wants to look like he was working at a bakery in a sitcom and they got into a flower fight.
I want to look like I've been antiqued, holy.
John wants to look like he just took a powder keg off. Yeah. Or powder keg wig.
Gold yeah. Bond John, they call him.
Hell yeah, dude. High talc. I like a high talc on me at all times.
Talc is a little bit too lubricant for me.
Really?
I like it dustier? Too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it too. Yeah,
sometimes I like to dust and then like really high. I get up on a ladder and I dust like the ceiling fan.
I like picking the cornmeal out.
Turn it on blast and then I rush down to get fucking.
No, yeah, the talc is too moist. What I do is I take a piece of chalk and I put it in the blender. Mm-hmm. And I just let it get like a coffee bean grinder.
Nice.
And I'd put it on the finest setting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just grind the chalk down into a powder. And then I just put that all over myself.
You're dirty. Mm-hmm.
Just slip it all over the floor with your socks on.
Yeah.
That's why I find it hard when I've seen a few crime scenes in my life of dead body. And the body's been there for a while. Mm-hmm. And I see that chalk around it. Mm-hmm. I get to thinking. But sometimes, you know. And also, you know, you see some little kids playing hopscotch with that chalk down there.
Yeah, I don't like the color.
The combination chalk. Of the
The color the chalk sucks. The dye, but the dye adds too much moisture.
Yeah, too much friction.
Yeah.
You don't like.
I just need raw
chalk.
I just need raw white chalk.
Raw ass chalk.
Dude. When I'm really in the mood, I'll use some Crayola to get fucking.
I'll take a whole salt lick and throw it in a blender. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pool's a trigger for me. I get really horny. Yeah. When I get chalked up.
Yeah, you get chalked up at the pool. Mm. I haven't fucking... We were going to shoot last night.
I used the blue thing on the tip of my penis.
Yeah, dude. I usually, like, you know those big cones? Those big chalk cones they have?
Yeah.
I just break those off. Yeah. And take it back to my table and just grind it up. And smother myself with it.
Yeah.
Take my shirt off.
I get that.
Most pool halls, I'm shirtless. Most.
like what's his name? Richie Incognito.
Dude, if I looked half as good as Richie Incognito, I would go shirtless. I do have 4-pack. He's 340 pounds.
That'd be cool if you could go to like the bathhouse like you do a pool hall and like you bring your stick and it's like you gotta reconnect it with a screw. You bring your dick. You know what I mean?
Well, the bathhouse has a pool table.
That's
Does it
awesome.
For real?
Yeah.
But I'm saying
you
if
you
gotta your
pay to play?
Dude, I don't know. I've never played.
Quarters?
I don't know.
How much does it cost to get in?
Well, they just raised prices. The cheapest the cheapest you can get in for is like $20 for a locker now.
Yeah, no, never mind.
If I dressed as a woman and went in there, would anybody know it was me?
Yes.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of guys that dress like women that go in there, so.
But if I dress like a...
It's so fun. I mean, I don't know. It's very funny. Cause
you'd be
like
Nick.
There's like guys...
Would you say something to me?
Yeah, of course. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
No. What if I was just trying to... John
said he was going to meet me here.
You would like... You'd be like, you should come out. Would you tell me that? Would you give me a motivational speech or you'd make me feel weird?
What?
If I like was... You caught me there dressed as a girl.
Yeah, I would be like, what are you fucking doing?
And I'm minding my own. I'm in a corner. You'd get up from what you're doing and come to me.
Yeah. Because it would be way too distracting. I would be like, you need to fucking go.
I feel like that's something
you're ruining
that,
my night.
You know this is my place.
You should come up to me.
You know
later.
This is my place. Yeah. You're doing this on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
This is a I'd go ham on him too.
Yeah.
You call me to come get him.
Yeah.
Get him the fuck out of here.
You know, Wednesday night is my night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I grab you by the scruff of the neck. But if you have to do it, just don't go Wednesdays. That's when it's going to be. That's what I tell you.
Okay. There's so many guys that go there dressed like, you know,
chicks.
But they're like not even close to passable. Right. Like listen, I don't want to shame anybody, but it is humorous.
Yeah. But as long as they feel hot, far out, it's just fucking hilarious to me. I'm glad they feel hot. I'm glad it makes them feel hot.
Yeah. Like, I mean, listen, I'm not going to like tease you or anything.
No.
But just
I'm not teasing you now.
But just know, like, privately on the inside, yeah. I'm like,
shit. Your balls are showing.
I feel like the ones that are like that know. Or yeah. Some of them are don't.
But that's completely. The thing. Even if they know, but the thing is, that's where they feel sexiest.
Yeah.
Fucking far out.
Yeah.
Far out. Cool. Just know you're not fooling me.
You're so fucking tolerant, John.
Well, look, there's some guys that just like wear the underwear, but they're not like trying to be a lady. They just like the underwear.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But there's like some guys that are like trying to be a lady. Mm-hmm. And it's like, brother, you're 6'5".
Henry.
Like, what are
come
we
on.
Doing?
Come on, Henry. Yeah.
You're 6'5", yeah. And your calves are the size of both of my legs. Right. What's happening right. here?
You said the guys that are trying on the underwear aren't trying to be a lady that is like the underwear?
No, they just like the underwear,
yeah.
Two for one. They also end up being a lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Bonus.
You know, because I tried on my mom's underwear one time, and you know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I shit myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
God
doesn't
nervous?
Like. God does not like when I do gay stuff. No. I shit myself.
Yeah, you poop quick.
I tried a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I just poop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the devil blocking you from the divine.
No, I think that it might be.
That's one way
that
to look
be.
At it.
That might be.
Yeah.
That's about, very, very.
I was in full brassiere, and I just pooped.
No, I
my
never.
Pants
I don't
completely.
Think I've ever had a bra or panties on. That I can recall. I'm not saying it hadn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
I had three older sisters. There's no telling what they
what about that
me
Christmas
in.
Where you were Joan Rivers?
No, I wore boxer briefs for that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You didn't? You just
yeah.
Okay.
No bra either. Didn't need one.
Yeah.
Just stuck it out. Stuck
fair
enough.
Out.
No,
I did for Yoko this year.
Wore bra and panties?
No. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that would be pretty insane.
To really commit?
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit beyond my scope.
How about next year, you be a crocodile, and I'll be Steve Irwin, and Alex, you'll be...
Stingray?
No.
I was going to say the wife.
Yeah, you be... what's her name?
No, I want to be
Terry.
I want to be the stingray.
No. No, we're not.
No,
no,
that's
you
better.
Have to stay
that's,
aquatic.
Yes, dude, the stingray.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a fucking thing dragging
mm-hmm.
behind him the
mm-hmm.
all night.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
He's got like a big flat like
mm-hmm.
fucking
yeah, yeah.
costume.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my arms just have to stay like this the
yeah,
whole night.
Yeah. No, you just have to show it. It'd be just connected to your wrist.
No. I'm thing. Going full. I'm,
yeah.
like, committing. My arms got
to
be,
you
like...
You just put wings right there to there.
Well, yeah, like a bar.
Yeah.
Like a bar from my wrist
we'll
down to my hips.
But you can no. use your hands still. We're not. Nobody's yeah. going to be upset.
No, I'm committing.
No, dude,
I'm committing. I have to have the
Alice,
shape of a stingray.
Then you better keep your mouth
you.
Open the
no
whole
problem.
Night.
I can only talk with my head back.
Everybody's got to feed you drinks.
I'm just spitting drinks in your mouth by the end of the night.
Or no, you just throw everything on the ground and I just like hover over
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. No, dude, I already got you figured out.
And then we reenact what happens at the very end.
Yeah. That sounds perfect.
Okay. For next Halloween.
Yeah.
At the Burt Selleck, at the...
Annual Burt Selleck Halloween
at the headquarters. At the company Halloween party.
At the company Halloween
at the headquarters
party.
Downtown.
At the headquarters.
Yeah.
Don't say which downtown.
I know.
Thank you.
Well, they know. They see the sign up there.
No, they don't.
They see GM. They see BSI.
Downtown Davison.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Downtown Howl. Downtown Howl. Mm. God damn, boys. This has been a hot podcast so far.
I think so.
I had to cool myself off with a nice chill drink off of my water jug that I will not forget. This
your cantina?
Today. My cantina that I shall not forget to take with me today. I might take 16, 17 little lemon heads home with me, too.
Good.
What did you get in your stocking? Did you get anything in your stocking, Nick?
Lemon heads.
Did you?
Yeah.
How exciting is that? You know what I got?
I don't have a stocking anymore.
Word?
Yeah.
You will when you have kids. There'll be a big dad stocking up. It's going to be nice.
Apartments, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
I hear
can't
you.
Come down that chimney.
Yeah,
and
I hear you.
It's not going to fool me.
No, I know, but I think it's just nice to have, you know, a little something in a sock for yourself.
What, like chocolates?
Yeah, dude, I got Reese cups.
Stockings are gay.
My kids got lotto tickets.
Lotto tickets?
Yeah.
Anybody win? No. A
couple bucks here and
see
there.
What I mean? Stockings suck.
Dude, what the fuck? What's the Grinch over here?
I'm just saying. Stockings are...
What do you have in your stocking?
I got a snowblower.
Nice.
I forgot they had that stocking sewed.
Yeah.
That gigantic one.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
They cool. hung it from the outside of the house.
Cool. That's yeah. cool. Yeah, that's
no. It was on the mantle.
Mm-hmm. You just have a crane drop shit into mm-hmm. a gigantic stocking outside.
What the fuck are
well,
you
my,
talking
my
about?
My point is that a stocking is just wrap up a gift and give it to me.
No,
I'm not a little kid anymore. I don't want my little gelt.
It's a stocking. Hanukkah gelt. It's a decoration that you get to wait for. One day it's going to be full, and then it is full one day. And you, but obviously, you know what? I hope you do get a stocking next year, and there's fucking coal in it. That's what I hope. Cocksucker.
What if there was this year? Would you feel bad?
No, for saying I think you'd be 1,000% deserved. What if there was, and then you're going to have it again next year because of the way you're acting.
Would you feel bad for saying what you just said a little bit?
Why would he feel bad about it? You're getting what you deserve. You're
getting exactly what you deserve. I would actually
feel vindicated if that happened. Yeah. I would feel better. Righteous. I would feel better.
Santa's fucking bought and sold 20 years ago. Oh my God, Santa was bought and sold 20 years ago. You can't trust his fucking opinion. Naughty, nice.
I said that type of shit in my 30s, and I'm just working my way back into Reese Cups now. I'll say that. My kids are still getting lotto tickets. I might be getting some lotto tickets in the next 20 years. I don't know. But going to the attitude that you got, not going to get nothing. Nothing.
All right.
Jesus. Yeah.
Look at his peak on the audio.
That's right. You think that's all I can do?
Had a cough fit earlier. Like, you should have seen it. Earlier?
I know, dude. This fucking those cats.
Hiroshima was happening.
Fucking cats get you.
I was gonna rearrange the room this weekend, and then I was like, but wait a minute, I want to fucking paint.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just wait until I'm ready to paint.
I don't know why. What color are you gonna paint? Purple.
Black.
I was going to do like a dark ass purple.
Yeah.
Like a really, really dark purple.
A deep purple?
Yeah.
The podcaster formerly known as Alex.
The podcast formerly known as Bert Selig.
Yeah.
Formerly known as Bert Selig Industries.
You know, sometimes you got to switch up.
Yeah. Yeah. Bert Selig Industries. Fuck yeah. Suck on that lemon head.
I feel like any company that like changes its name, that you just never call it the new name.
No.
It's just always what it always has been.
That's why Pine Knob's Pine Knob again.
Yeah.
That's why X is Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll never call it X. I fucking hate that shit. It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to. That's stupid. That's boring.
Yeah. Boring.
X sucks.
Boring.
X sucks.
Boring conversations.
Yeah.
You just call it X twice, by the way.
Eventually,
only to say it sucks. Okay. I'll only call it X in the context of me shitting on it.
In the negative.
Yeah.
Okay. So Nick,
when's
your fucking wedding, bro? Do you guys set a date yet or what?
Next year.
What's 26?
No, 27.
27.
So 2 years from now.
I think so.
Holy cow! Unless cowsicles.
you got some money.
Yeah.
Can I take some petty cash out of the BSI?
Yeah. What do you need? Like, tell us for real. For BSI, from BSI.
What do I need for this party?
Yeah, we can give you a loan.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need?
Yeah. 12?
Two? Just
2.7. What do you need, for real? Do you need 12,000? 15?
2.3 in minimum.
You need $2.3 million for the party that you want to throw?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't help with that much. But if you need, anything less than 15, we could talk. But
yeah, I mean, we could do it. We could work. We could work out a loan.
Not up to 2.3. We can't. Not right now.
No. Yeah. I mean, depending on the interest rate. I mean, if we give them a fair interest rate, we could get up there.
No, I'll look at the. I mean, I can look at all the books tomorrow, but I'm certainly not doing it for you tonight.
Ask me who my DJ is.
Who's your DJ?
Dilla.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Are you bringing him back from the dead?
Yep.
Holy shit.
That's what do you think all his money is?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Are we in this wedding? Me and Alex?
Not in it.
We're not in it?
Not in
it. We're going to do a live podcast?
I mean, that's going to affect the interest
rate. But here's the thing. You guys, I know you guys are great at serving.
Mm-hmm.
You guys,
we serve fools daily.
And, well, serving in that way. But I mean, like, you guys both look good in the suit. Can we agree? A white suit with like a vest.
I'm not serving drinks. Like,
some sort of a vest and a red bow tie.
We'll turn that into your fucking
You at my funeral.
Yeah, I'll serve drinks at your funeral, but I'm not serving drinks at
I'll dance at your funeral.
Yeah, I'm not gonna serve drinks at your wedding.
Nobody's talking about my funeral.
Oh well, if that's I thought you were talking about me serving drinks, and I just associated it with
you're gonna try looking at Alex at for a little wedding. Bit of this podcast instead of you.
Yeah, you better.
I think I look at John too much, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I consciously try to, like, share my looks.
Me too.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Everybody consciously.
You pretty much
don't tell
the whole
anybody
time.
That they don't consciously try to share their looks. Because you don't know what people...
You pretty much stare at me the whole time on this podcast. You stare at me now, even though you're consciously trying not to.
Every time I look at you, your eyes are at John.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Like, lovingly looking across the table.
I got hearts in my eyes.
No, it's like, there's just a... Yeah, that hurt. Yeah, don't do your eyes funny, dude. Don't do your eyes funny.
I look at Alex when he says something.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I'm usually eyeballing him pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
A little side eye.
I mean, it does make sense that we are across from each other.
Yeah.
I'm south, you're north. Mm-hmm.
Does your chair move?
Nope.
See, my chair moves. He's got a folding chair.
I'm fortunate. I'm very fortunate in the regard that my chair moves. I can come and shift my body language towards you. I can shift my body
I've been keeping my eye on Facebook Marketplace because every now and then, like, a company goes out of business and they're like, hey, come take our chairs for free.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep my eye open for that. Go grab two chairs.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's a good idea.
Herman Melville chairs?
Yeah. Or some Arthur Morgans.
Herman Morgan.
Herman Morgan.
That's what this one is?
This is
Herman Miller.
That's
what the table and my chair is Herman Miller.
Yeah, we're looking for other Arthur Morgan chairs. Chester Arthur's.
No, I am actually Coolidge. I actually am looking for more Herman Millers, but they're even on the resale market, they're still kind of expensive.
Yeah, so fuck all that shit.
And I don't know if I want to spend that much money on you guys.
It's not about us.
No way, Jose.
You wouldn't make it about us. You'd make us feel guilty about sitting
I mean, I've thought about it, and I've done the cost analysis, and it still isn't worth it.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Don't blame me a bit.
I've done the cost analysis on my
ability to gloat. You don't like having nice things in your house?
No, I like having nice things in my house. I just don't like
letting four of them
pieces of shit sit in them.
Yeah, I just don't like them to be rotted.
He likes nice souls. Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He likes nice things, just not
I like
for everybody.
I like sharing them with people who know how to appreciate them. Yeah. You call them by their right, correct name.
Yeah.
I wish all spirits and demons upon this house. I welcome them into this house.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen enough stuff about the paranormal. I have to be the one that welcomes him and not
him.
Not the
You might have just welcomed him into your own house, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I do it every night.
Oh, you do?
Before I go to bed.
Because
I swear to God, and I go like this. You suck, you're not real. Fuck you, pussy demon.
Yeah,
I
swear to God.
Yeah, see, now, because I respect them, and you don't. You welcome them into
my
house.
And you know it.
You welcomed them into my house. I did not. But now, because you're being a bitch, they're going to follow you.
What's that? Hold on. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I really have enjoyed doing this podcast with you, Alex. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I really have.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, dude.
This has been fun.
Yeah. I hope someone come home with me. I could have some fun.
This has been a lot of fun, this podcast with
fuck
Alex.
Ghost up, dude.
You think we're going to continue it after tonight? What's going to happen to him tonight?
No. Yes.
I think it's going to, because what's going to happen to me is I'm going to have a good night of sleep.
Yeah.
You're going to be the one with a demon sleeping on your chest.
You're just going to be really good at rock and roll when you wake up in the morning.
It's going to be like an Armageddon type scenario in your bedroom tonight, dude.
Yeah, you're going
to
wake
up. Arya's going to be plastered to the ceiling.
Yeah. Nice. And you're going to have like a little demon just sitting on your chest watching you breathe.
Yeah, like plugging your nose.
Yeah.
Covering your mouth. You're going to be like, oh, I can't move my arms. It's going to be something weird, dude. You don't invite that kind of juju down on you.
Yeah.
Don't make me wish it upon your house.
I dare you. I dare them. Triple dog dare. All are welcome.
You dare me to do it right now.
Anytime. Do it anytime. Just know there's consequences. Ooh, I dare them.
That's how close of a relationship I have with these demons.
Why are you pointing up? Why are you pointing up to the demons, bro?
Because they fly around the room.
Oh, do they? Damn.
I'm talking about the ones that are up already.
He's got me on every turn right now.
I know.
I live in a really old house, too, dude. I hope they can handle it.
Doesn't mean anything. They could haunt anywhere.
Can they?
Yeah. They like new houses, actually.
Do they?
They have taste.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, they're gay a little bit.
They're going to hate my kitchen.
A lot of gay guys are demons.
Yeah. I don't doubt that.
I'm serious. They have Herman Miller chairs and shit. They fly around on.
Yeah.
Oh, he got it right finally.
Yeah. That's the devil in them. That's the devil in them. They know. They're very fashionable. It is kind of true. If you ever see like a demon that's played a person, they generally look pretty sharp. Like whenever you see them, they're coming up wearing like a suit and tie.
Yeah.
A Constantine type scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Republicans. If you want to get your message across, you got to look nice.
Or politicians in general, too. Yeah. But Republicans specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no demon that looks like the dude.
No. No. No, he's too relaxed. You can't rock a cardigan like that and be an evil person.
Nope.
No devils in cardigans.
Well, we're at an hour.
Oh my God. No.
I mean, I got to go home, go to bed.
Well, no, you can watch me play college football.
Oh, maybe I will. I probably won't.
I'll be at Blind Pig tomorrow, Monday, and I'll be at the House of Comedy on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. That's like their last thing, right?
Who?
House of Comedy?
Yeah.
It's done?
Yeah, I mean, I think it got bought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's done.
I don't know if it's done, but it's done being Kyle's House of done. Comedy.
No, Kyle, I think, is going to run the place.
No, Kyle's going to still be there, but I think it's done being House of Comedy.
Yeah, it's going to be called something else.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. Mm-hmm. It'll yeah. be better, hopefully.
He's just not sure what the format is going to be as far as the open mic goes mm-hmm. going forward, but it's still going to be there. It's just going to be something else.
Mike Epps, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I don't have a show until January, so.
Yeah, I got my shows at the end of January.
And then we have, who do we have for beginning of January?
Oh, shit. I was supposed to do that today. Smoke Show. We'll have a surprise guest for Smoke Show.
Hell yeah.
AKA, I haven't booked it yet. Nice. And then I think like January like 12th. Or 15th or something like that, we have Stuart Huff at Smoke Show.
Nice.
And I have done nothing for either one. I gotta fucking get on that.
Word. So excited to see Stu come back.
Yep.
Alright, well, thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Don't let your meatloaf pickles.
Pickles.